Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and my co-host tonight, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
You know, a lot of interesting things are happening, Charlene. I want to talk a little bit about some people who have asked for readings because I think it has followed a pattern. And I'd like to ask you, too, with the people that come to you for readings, has there been a certain pattern recently that you might want to talk about to the audience?
Well, I think one of the things, I don't recall whether I mentioned it last week or not, but one of the most interesting things that I'm finding is that when I go in to do a reading or a clearing for any, somebody, that we're clearing all of their past lives.
Yeah.
And that is very interesting because before we just go in and do clearing and doing the work on the subconscious level and taking care of the DNA and a little bit of the past life. But right now, seems like God's going in and just clearing the whole smear. It's just like he's clearing everything that has gotten into all the cellular memory and clearing it so that we're moving from this time frame and just moving on.
Well, in addition to that, wouldn't you agree that what's also being cleared is not only the past lifetimes but the ancestors as well?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing that when I was doing somebody yesterday that was here, and one of the most interesting things was to have it not only clearing him and his past life, but God went into the DNA for his ancestors and had all of his ancestors that wanted work done for them to step forward, and that the work was going to be done for them, but it was clearing their past life.
Yes, it's just fascinating. I wanted to mention a little bit about some of the people who've been coming to me for readings because I think this has been very extraordinary also. One of the questions that I get a lot is centers around mission. People want to know why they came into this lifetime and the purpose for their lifetime, and if they have not felt that they've actually done the work, then what is the work and when is their mission going to start? And what I have found so fascinating is there is a lot of people who are really doing their mission, but they don't realize it because they're working on the inner planes while they're sleeping.
Yes,
they're working on in the astral, and some of the things that they have been doing, and I find this so fascinating, people that I've been doing readings for have come from other, now I'm not saying all of them, but some of them have come from other planets. They've incarnated into a physical body this time. They're doing work on the inner planes, and one of the things that they seem to have in common is they feel uncomfortable in their bodies. In other words, some of them feel like they don't feel at home. They feel like a stranger walking in a strange land. And some of these people, it's the first time that they have incarnated on Earth. And so, yes, they are feeling a mite strange. And
well, they're feeling disoriented.
Yeah. And so for these individuals, they have not connected yet with their home base, so to say. They can, through meditation, go into a state where they could actually connect with the people on their home planet and get some direction. And you see, if this doesn't occur to people, that they are here as a messenger helping people on Earth, they might not think to go into that direction and meditate along those lines. Now, something I wanted to add as what I'm seeing are some of the missions. Some of these people who have come from other planets and are working here on Earth right now, some of them are working on the grid system during sleep time. They are helping to bring in new energies. They are working with these new energies. Some of them are repairing. I'm trying to think of some words how to express this clearly. Damage that has been done either through HARP or through some other methods where they're actually repairing things deep within the earth where HARP has sent particles into the center of the planet. They're working on that. And one of the things that I wanted to mention was one of the guideposts, so to speak, is that when you go to sleep at night and you're working on the astral, it might seem dark to you. It might seem like a land of shadow. And so if you feel that you are making a pathway through a land of dark shadows, you might actually be working on the astral. So I thought I would mention that in case people wake up from a sleep and they think that they're dreaming, and these are some of the signs, and there's a little bit of confusion there in darkness. They might just be repairing these paths that are in the astral plane. So I thought that was rather fascinating, Charlene, don't you?
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot of intervention.
Yes.
To make sure that this ascension does occur.
Yes, we're getting a lot of help.
Yeah, it's not just that we're kind of doing it on our own, fumbling through to see if we can make it. It's almost like we've got a lot of others coming in to really help us make this happen. Even though we're seeing a lot of trauma, or we assume it is, it's part of the process.
And I also think that some of the work that we're doing here is to clear the etheric levels, because as the planet goes from one dimension to another, what is in the etheric is going to be changing. So, my friends, if any of this conversation has sort of jarred or provoked some thoughts in your mind that you want to call about some events that have happened to you in dream state, some questions that you might have regarding your mission, or you wish to call in for a healing, give us a call here at 877-876-5227. Charlene, there might be some people listening to our voice who are not familiar with our shows, because we have new listeners joining us all the time. So can you give a thumbnail sketch of how you work with God, how you are actually witnessing this healing, how it works?
Well, part of this, once an individual asked me if it's whether it's a healing, or maybe what they're wanting is to set some goals for themselves to achieve certain things in their life, it can actually be anything. We even deal with the metaphysical, that a lot of things that are happening in the body is really the body's way of saying, here, I need some attention on this certain area, and then we go in and correct the information that's not working for that part of the body.
Well, Charlene, we have a caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, my name is Sandra.
Did you say Sandra?
Yes.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What can we do for you?
Good. I called in last Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I got a healing from you guys. So I was just calling to kind of follow up, I guess.
Great.
So how are you both today?
We're wonderful. Now, I think if my memory serves me correctly, you called about depression. Was that correct?
That's very correct, yes.
So how have you been feeling from then to now?
Well, it's hard to describe, I guess. I don't really feel depressed. I don't feel depressed. I do feel like there has been some changes, but on the other end, I'm having a lot of very vivid dreams.
Oh.
And, yep, and I wouldn't say anger, but a lot of frustration. Maybe some weepy moments.
This is good. This is good.
So
yeah, they're good signs, Sandra.
It's good. It's good.
Okay, so...
one of the things that I would suggest that you do is with those dreams, write them down.
Okay.
Because what you'll do is you'll start seeing a pattern of what is it is. And usually our dreams are... Sometimes in the classes that I've taken, they taught us that a lot of times in a dream state, you will drop some of the issues that you really have so that they can be cleared. In other words, they're coming out of the subconscious, coming out into the conscious, and then we can deal with them. And, and we'll just go in and ask God to take that feeling or that anxiety or that memory that's in the cellular memory. It might even be in a past life cellular memory.
Okay.
And we'll just go in and present him with that and then have that removed.
Before we do that, Charlene, I'd like to find out if we have some more symptoms that Sandra is talking about. So you've had dreams, and they're vivid, and some of the emotions, I think you said, was anger. Did you say anger?
Well, not a little bit of anger, a lot of frustration mostly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of frustration, and I'm feeling a lot of feelings in like my solar plexus area.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there or whatever, but and we'll have my niece is leaving now, and that's brought up a lot of she's leaving town and moving, so that's brought up a lot of emotions for me.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
first of all, I'd like to comment on one thing, Sandra, is if I recall correctly, you mentioned that this depression had been with you for a very long time. Was that correct?
Yes.
So I think that was a major turning point, that number one, you had cleared the depression. Wouldn't you agree with that, Sandra, that in itself was a big turning point?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, because I recall we decided, wasn't it last week that we decided that it was in your DNA?
Yes, we did.
That most of your family had that. So what happened was God went in and raised your serotonin level.
Yes.
So that you'll have more sense. And now you're bringing forth all those feelings that have been suppressed in the subconscious. So those feelings that have been making you depressed are coming forward.
That makes sense.
And so they can be pulled as they come forward.
Well, if it's okay with Sandra, Charlene, what do you say that you work on doing that?
Yeah. Now give me a reference of a feeling of loss?
It's kind of angry feeling.
Okay.
I get mad, and it seems to come out of the blue. I don't have a high tolerance for things, you know. Like if my kids are coming in and they're bothering me, or somebody says something wrong sometimes, and I just get really mad. I don't know where it comes from.
Okay.
So I guess I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, part of it is a lot of times what I'll do is when I'm teaching, especially if I'm teaching a class, I'll show what's called a sphere of understanding. In other words, what we accumulate in the subconscious mind from conception on, especially up until you're about 5 or 10, we start accumulating feelings. But when you get up to the age that you are, and there's all this frustration, it throws you not only with what you're dealing with, the frustration, the anger, the anxiety. What it does is it throws you back in to that, I call it the sphere of understanding. In other words, those feelings are multiplied by 100-fold by what you're feeling right now for what you felt when you were much, much younger. So it intensifies. So that's what you're saying. You're just very impatient about it, right?
I guess.
And you're wondering, why am I so upset about such a minor little thing? Well, it really isn't minor on a subconscious level, it isn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is go in with your permission and have God start pulling those sense of what? Anxiety? Anger? You said? What was some of the others?
I'm going to ask Sandra, was it intolerance?
Was it in what?
Intolerance.
You won't
tolerate.
Yep, intolerance is definitely a good word. And frustration.
Okay. How about impatience? Were you feeling impatient during these times?
I feel impatient all the time.
Is it because
I don't know if that's normal. A lot of people feel that way, but I feel extreme sometimes to the point of impatience, yes.
Well, do you feel like that you feel frustrated because people are imposing on your time?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that can be cellular memory from past ancestors, from your DNA plus in your past life, cellular memory. So
yeah, I sense that some of this is from past lifetimes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you were just absolutely bombarded with everybody and their problems and demanding your attention and your solving or whatever it is. I can't make a decision on that. I'll just have to go in and see what God says, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll go and do that just a minute.
Well, while Charlene's doing this, Sandra, something that I want to mention to you, I think you have made great strides. Did you have children when they were real young, they'd play in the bathtub and they'd have all these little toys in the bathtub with them?
Yes.
You know, the bathtub would be filled with stuff, and if you take a toy out or two, another one would pop up from the bottom.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I sure do.
I think this is how this works, too, with clearing. There's something on the surface that's cleared, and as an example, it would have been the depression you were feeling. Well, mm-hmm. that was a big clearing, and now these other things are popping up from below that. They're surfacing, and now we're working on clearing that. Now, it might happen even that after these are cleared, something else pops up, and you think to yourself, well, gee, I'm not getting anywhere, but you really are. You're making great strides here.
Okay.
So
yeah, it does kind of feel like that.
Yeah, no, this is a good thing.
It kind of feels like, is it really working? Because, it just seems like there's something else and there's something else. And, you know, so I do know what you're talking about there.
Well, if you think about all the lifetimes that you have been involved with on this planet, and here we are in this lifetime where we're being told to clear all of this so that we can ascend. You get a little picture here of the burden that we're walking through and trying to clear all of this. But the beautiful thing is we have energies today so that people like Charlene has the ability to work with God and go in and clear these things, and it's such a beautiful thing.
What a blessing, really. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, Sandra, one of the things that he's showing me is that here you are the center of a very demanding, large group of people, and that you were, it was like you had to make a decision. You had to be the one that made the decision for other people's well-being. In other words, the anxiety and the frustration was so high that it made you angry because it was such a demanding responsibility for you.
Charlene, are you talking about a past lifetime or this lifetime?
No, it's past life.
Oh, okay.
It's a past life. Such a demanding, very demanding. What you said was the way the person's life became. Because
wow.
It was so demanding. But it made you angry that everybody expected so much from you.
So she had a lot of responsibilities, I think you're saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So much responsibility on you. And you didn't really like it. It made you angry. that they demanded it, but you couldn't get out of it. So God's going in there, and he's clearing it. He's resolving it by being you being peaceful, calm, serene, just really at peace that everything was fine, and you were not responsible for their well-being. They were responsible for it. Does that sound right?
Yeah. It's making me feel emotional. Thank you.
It's what?
I'm feeling emotional.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Good. That's a good sign. Because what happens is it builds up and builds up and builds up. And then the individual is so angry. Anger is accumulation of all the other feelings until it intensifies. Then the person gets angry and they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's intensified to the point where you can't retain it, and then you're angry, you know, and you're blowing up because of it.
Charlene, where does the frustration sit in with this picture?
The frustration was the fact that there was no way she could get out of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that was frustrating because you couldn't find a way out of it. It was so demanding, and there was you didn't have a choice. So now I'm going to go back in and have God finish up pulling it, because at the time he was resolving it with those kind of feelings that you can now let go and let other people be responsible for their own life's path, because you ended up being responsible for what happened to them. And it was overwhelming to you. So we'll also go into your DNA, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just a minute, and I'll do that.
I had a question. Is it possible that I've developed rheumatoid arthritis just because of some of these things, which has came about now for about 3 years?
When Charlene comes back, let's talk to her about this.
I'm fairly young. I mean, I'm like 39, and I developed it It started in my knee, and it's only on the right side, on my right knee, my right wrist, and a little on my knuckles. And I kind of took myself off the medication because it was very evasive to me.
Medications can be harsh for people now because our cells are turning to crystalline.
Yeah.
So a person might have had a medication work in the past and not work now, and it's because our cells, as they turn crystalline, are not compatible with the synthetic drugs. Did I hear Charlene come back? No, I guess not.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if that might have had something to do with, like, some of the stuff I was holding in, emotions and all of that stuff. It's somewhat manageable, you know. It flares up every now and then, I guess, but I was just curious on that aspect.
Well, it does seem, from my own experiences in working with people, that the physical is so closely aligned to the emotional systems, to the subtle body that holds our emotions, and there seems to be a bleed over between the two. So many of the illnesses that surface in the physical have to do with emotions as a basis. So we'll look into that when she comes back and see what she says.
Okay.
I think it would be interesting, Charlene, to know if some of the people who are surrounding her now have been with her in the past lifetimes where some of these frustrations have begun. You were going to say, dear?
What I was going to say is it was part of releasing her responsibility for their life and what happened to them. And then you were turning around and giving all of that responsibility to each individual and for them to reach for their higher source to help them to resolve how their life's path was turning out, rather than what it was all given to you.
Okay.
And also in the DNA for your ancestral line, was doing it with that as well. So that that was pulled out of your DNA in those chromosomes, that you are not responsible for only your life's path. You went in there to be kind, to help them, to be aware of what their needs are, but you are not responsible for solving it for them.
So, Charlene, were some of these people from the past in
yes.
her immediate circle in this lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. I had the sense they were.
Yeah, they are. It's almost like that had happened to you before and them, and now you've come into this lifetime to make that a resolve so that they reach for their heart, whoever their higher source is, so that they can feel comfortable with reaching for that God self or that God intelligence and having that work for them now.
Now, there's another thing here, Sandra, something that I think is helpful to an individual is for you to see God's light within them. In other words, we all have a soul. The soul is God's light, and to see that God's light is in each one of these people and that they are responsible to that and not you. So were you finished with that, Charlene?
Yeah, because what I wanted to say is it was like God was taking not only you up to the creation and showing that you were the essence of God Father and God Mother, but all of a sudden was letting you look at everybody else that they are too, and that God is responsible for making sure that their life's path is achieved, and it isn't your responsibility anymore. That was the biggest thing was pulled out of you. And also, recognizing your ancestral line now realizes that it isn't your responsibility either.
Boy, what a relief, Sandra. You don't have to be responsible for all these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking on. And so
I
when you, like, yeah, your family
like,
gets demanding of you, it's like it just totally overwhelms you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel tired a lot.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting to see how much, because he put in that you're very calm, very serene, very sure that their higher self, their God source, is taking care of them. There's a different feeling that you're going to feel than you've felt before. It's almost like I'm looking at you, and there's a sense of peace that you're going to experience that you haven't experienced before.
Now, before Sandra goes, Charlene, she has another question.
Okay.
And she has experienced some rheumatoid arthritis. What knee was that, Sandra?
It's pretty much on my right side of my knee, my wrist.
And so her question was that occurred to her is this condition because of some of these emotions that she has been carrying? So I suppose it's not as important to answer that other than can we clear it?
It was already done.
Oh.
It has been done.
So it was
That's why I was kind of chuckling. I thought, well, kind of goes with what just got done.
So it was part of the whole process of carrying things.
Right, because carrying, the knee carries you forward, but on the right side is always a masculine, see, and it was, you became that God for everybody rather than allowing them to have God. And so the knee is part of that. And so let's see how that works for you in the next week. Let's see if that's released. Because now you're not carrying it.
What might happen, Sandra, is you might find that after all this has been cleared, something else entirely different comes up between now and then. So
don't be discouraged. Yeah, and watch your dreams, okay? Watch your dreams, put them down, then you let me know what they are so that I can be, I can zero in on what your subconscious is still carrying.
Okay. Oh, before you go, Sandra, you know, something that you might consider is to have a little notepad next to your next to your bed. And as you wake up, if you have a dream that, you know, is particularly clear to you, write down the dream, not in depth, but that point that seems to be important, and mm-hmm. the emotion that's surrounding it.
Okay.
Because if you don't write it down, you're going to get up and you're going to forget it.
Yep.
Yes, and then what you do, that's part of my job, is I hear what you're saying and what's coming through, because the subconscious starts releasing things in a dream state. And you're starting, that's why they're so vivid from what we worked with before, is you're starting to see what's in there.
But some of them are really weird and don't make sense.
Yeah, well, you'll be surprised how they will make sense.
Okay.
Because once you tell me a dream, I'll say, okay, this is my interpretation. How do you feel about it?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And there's mm-hmm. something else, Sandra, about that. Sometimes the concepts that come up in a dream, we might have to dream about that in three different dreams before we get the entire picture.
Because that's what happens is you end up, what happens is it's starting to release the emotions that it's stored, and over a period of time it keeps letting go and letting go, and then mm-hmm. there's a pattern to it.
And you see the pattern once you start reviewing the dreams. You look at the, oh, and one other thing, if you're going to do a little notebook like this, what you might want to do, if you have a dream, you write down the dream, what seems important, the emotion, and then what you might want to do next to that is put down the thing that is working in your life at that particular day. For instance, okay. you have a relative that's going out of town. When you have the dream and the emotion, you might put down, so-and-so's leaving. The dream might be connected to that. So it helps if you put the current thing that's going on in your life that time, if there is something that's going on.
Can I ask you a question about this? When you see her leaving, is there a sense that you're not going to be able to see if she's okay?
Is there a way I can see if she's okay? Is that what you said?
Is that your perception? Is she going to be okay if I can't see her?
I can't really hear you that well. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, there's kind of some popping on the phone as line.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes if we can't see somebody right in front of us,
okay,
then we're not sure they're okay.
Yes.
And is that how you're feeling?
Yeah. She's actually leaving. She's moving to another town, you know, like, I don't know, a couple hours away. It's not very far, but she was only living just down the road from me, so I feel very emotional about it. We just reconnected again, and she's kind of been out of time, and now she's leaving. So it really affected me today when I had to say goodbye to her.
Well, that's hard, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah, but I guess, she will call me and let me know that she made it there safely and that they'll be okay. So I know that they will be. It's just, I guess I'm kind of grieving for my loss, too.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
You've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's important that you recognize that you're facing things being different and not the same anymore.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I've taken up enough of your lady's time. And
okay. Thank you, dear.
Bless you.
Sandra, I suspect that we'll be talking to you next week, dear.
Well, I love you both. Thank you so much.
We love you,
thank
too.
You.
All right. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, Charlene, we're halfway through the show already.
I know. It goes so fast.
Would you give your telephone number for those who might wish to call you for a personal healing?
Okay. It's 801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time.
See, you knew I was going to ask you that.
I beat you to it this time.
Indeed. And folks, if you want a reading from the Universal Akashic Records, I work with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos, and they are the keepers of your record from the moment that your soul came into creation. And my website is www.carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Evers, EVERS.com. And we have another caller, and your name, please.
Rosemary.
I just love hearing from you, Rosemary.
It's been a while, darling. I
want
to thank the previous caller from the bottom of my heart.
Oh?
You know, these questions that you have that you never quite ask anybody?
Uh-huh.
And I can remember meeting a guru and looking at the whole procedure and saying, let me out of here. Because I felt so compassionate that she was taking on all of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, oh, that's what that was about. Thank you. The heart and the knowledge that we have to let these people see their own divinity.
Yes.
And we've carried them for so long, and
mm-hmm.
we're not free until they're free.
Beautifully put.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this whole change that we're putting through. You're talking about people from other star systems?
Yes.
Could you explain this one to me?
We'll try.
I mean, I've asked, and I haven't gotten too much of an answer. But I was about 9 years old, and I looked up at the October sky, and I just stopped. And I looked at my parents, and I said, what's that? And they said, that's the belt of Orion.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you please help me to get home?
And what'd they say?
They said, sweetheart, we think you are home.
Well, they thought you were home. Apparently you didn't.
Well, apparently I didn't. And I just kind of put that under, you know, like it says in Scripture, Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And with the both of you lovely, lovely light beings here, I thought you might have an answer for that one.
And well, before we try and get an answer for you, Rosemary, let me ask you a question. Have you seen any flying saucers lately?
Not a one, except I did have this cool experience when we had this great big windstorm sweeping through the Midwest, and I have this huge spruce tree in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It towers over the roof, and I just immediately set the wards, and then I asked the tree, will you please hold? And I heard it answer to me, which I don't hear it do too often, and it said, yes, I will stand fast.
Well, the reason that I asked you that is when you see a flying saucer, if you send forth your question
mm-hmm.
to communicate with them, they understand you. If they're from your star system, you'll hear an answer from them.
Oh, okay.
If you don't get an answer back, they're not from your star system.
Well, what was it, last summer I was doing a healing down by Lake Michigan with a friend?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all the dragonflies came out, and this lenticular white saucer-shaped cloud just hung there.
Well, that's one of the shapes that they take, you know.
Yeah. And they were just watching what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. We went on with the healing and said, thank you for sending help. You're welcome. If you're not, go away.
Well, if you see that again, ask
what?
Them a question.
I just, the question was about me or about the saucer we saw?
Well, I mean, ask them a question, who they are, for instance, is a
or
good
what
question.
What are they there for?
Oh, what are you here for? If you're here to help, right. Or you're welcome. If you're not, go away.
And who are you?
And who am I?
No, who are they? I think that's an important question because, let's say, it was a visitor from Orion, and you think that you're from the Orion belt. Well, they're going to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I am or not. I just seem to gravitate towards that. I mean, I haven't had an angel with a flaming sword announcing to me that, you know, you are from.
Well, tell me, Rosemary, would you like me to
yes.
see what the cherubim have to say?
Please do.
Let's see, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. before we do, was there any other question that you might have surrounding that?
No. I've observed that many of the people that I perceive to be from Orion are in a very compact stature. They have the powers of focus and concentration that are awesome. And they're kind of amazed that other people don't have it.
Do you have this sense that you want to go home?
Oh, I think I was born wanting to go home.
You've had a long time of service here, haven't you?
Oh, over half a century, my dear.
Half a century? Oh, more than that, dear.
I know.
You've been here since Atlantis. Yeah, you've been playing around with the dolphin off and on.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what we can find out for you, if anything. Well, I have to tell you that the cherubim are very playful tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, they're usually very pleasant, and they hold great joy. They're in bliss, and so you sense this peace and contentment and happiness with them all the time, and I'm seeing two of them standing there, actually, one behind the other, and I don't know why there's two in that arrangement, but the one that is, you might say, closest to us is holding your book of records.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not opened it at this point. But what she is showing me is, with the record closed, that there is a lot of light streaming forth around the edges. Have we done this before for you?
Yes, you've opened the Book of Life for me, but yeah, I've not asked this question before. Where is the point of origin?
Yeah, I sense that I didn't remember it. I just felt the familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so she opens the record, and as she does that, there's a great deal of, it is so brilliant, I can't even see the pages. It's just this brilliant white light. And so I have to wait for a second for some of the brilliance to clear away. And what she is showing me here is a representation. This isn't exactly the way it happens, but she is showing me a representation of you, your soul, writing in that book, because we do this through our actions, through our intent. We're the ones that are putting down the record. They're actually collecting the record. But she is showing me a very ancient time. This time is so ancient, it is before the lifetime when you first came to this planet, and you are writing down the intent to be of service to this planetary system.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this planetary system was in its planning stage. And they're showing me a picture that I have seen before, and it's almost like a table where the Elohim are there, some of the great masters are there, like that soul that we know of as Yeshua, though that was not his name at this planning stage. And they were this group of elders that planned this system, had a support team, and you were part of the support team of one of the elders that was sitting at the planning stage with the Elohim. Oh, I just feel so overwhelmed when they are showing me that soul that we know of as Yeshua.
Mm.
Though, as we said, that was not his name then. He was the one who came to this part of the cosmos with permission from Source and had this plan, called upon the Elohim, who would be putting into operation this plan. And they are showing me this soul that is making out a list of those different galactic members from this part of the universe, and even some beyond this universe, who were bringing forth their libraries. In other words, they were opening up their libraries of their own experience, so the soul that we know of as Yeshua would have all of those experiences. And you were part of one of the beings, oh, and this is so beautiful, Rosemary, who was one of the keepers of this library that was being... You know where we're going with this. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
This was... I just get overwhelmed sometimes. This was the library from that particular star system.
Mm-hmm. Many gifts were meant to be shared with the new and emerging race.
Yes,
many gifts.
You were one of those librarians, so to speak, who had collected, and not only collected, but who had cared for the information. You were very familiar with the inspiration and information that was in this library, and I see you being called forth to the table, and there were particular elements that was in that library that of experiences that they wanted to use in this particular system. And so I see you. Oh, this was the reason for the two cherubim. There was another individual who worked with you and who came with you during those early years. And so the two of you, I see the two of you bringing forth these records, that you present them to the council.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked you then to come forth and help implement those library records into the experience of this planetary system. And so you not only represented the library of information, but you also represented the high ethics of the civilization from which you came. That was their gift to this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were one of many. In other words, there were many star systems that were called upon to share their records with this planetary experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what she is doing now over your records, she is forming a cross, though it is not the cross that we think of as the spiritual cross or the dogma. She is making the cross as it represents the four corners of creation, because this knowledge of the four corners of creation and how it was to be implemented into the hard physical science came from your library.
Mm-hmm.
And she is closing the book now, because she feels like this was not only the information that you need, that you asked for, but it was what you needed, that you could contain and implement for this moment.
Thank you.
So you came with a suitcase, darling.
Oh, yes, I did. I mean, I really did. It's so funny, when we go off on vacation, I'm always prepared. And if I don't have it, I know that throne of grace is open to anybody, and you can ask for it, and in that name of the light and goodness, it will be given.
Well, Rosemary, we thank you for your visit.
Oh,
you'll just have to come again when you've got another question, dear.
Well, I sincerely thank both of you. I mean, I'm so, the words don't fit this, but thank you, and then thank you.
Well, how did that feel to you? Did it feel right?
I was there with you.
Oh, were you? How beautiful.
And it's wonderful, and explains why I so much want to share knowledge and to give knowledge.
Yeah.
Because it is...
That was your mission.
That was my mission, and that's what I love to do. And it is, you know, I keep joking with my friends, but I'm really serious. You know, you see those tornadoes coming in the Midwest, ask God to just hold them back up. They have to do their job, but they don't have to play with your house.
See, you had a counterpart. I think it's beautiful that you were with me when we were standing before the cherubim, because I do the same thing sometimes when someone else is going through this process, so that when someone goes through the process, you really can join them and watch, and it is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a counterpart. That was, in other words, you two came forth with the records. You're working in this dimension, but you have your counterpart who is working from another point of view, who is working with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a balance.
Well,
it's like two wheels.
Yeah, when one soulmate goes over to the other side, usually the other side, one will stay on the other side, so you can't just totally, you know, lose the whole thing.
Well, blessings to you, dear. I hope
you
got your map home, honey.
Oh, bless you.
Let's hope it's in your back pocket.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Rosemary.
Well, folks, we have 5 more minutes. Is there some starstruck individual out there who wants to talk with us for 5 minutes? We're here and willing to listen. 877-876-5227. You might have some thoughts of whimsy in your dreams. You might have a question pop into your mind. This is the time. We're here. Charlene is here, working with God to help clear the physical. And I, Carolyn Evers, is here to help with some of these other questions that you might have that's in your records. So some interesting stuff comes about, doesn't it, Charlene?
Yes. I thought that was, it's kind of interesting, too, with her perception about things, that her name is Rosemary.
Well, now that's interesting. What are you reading into that?
Well, because Rose is a higher frequency.
Yes.
And so is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody's is named Mary, of course, it carries a very high frequency, and so now she carries both of them.
Well, something that I think is interesting too is I believe that the rose is Mother Mary's flower too.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it's mine too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's kind of like I've always said, and I mentioned this many times to many people. They always say, well, we're like an onion, that you peel it away and you peel it back each layer and you unfold all of your issues. And
mm-hmm.
And I always see people as a rose.
Oh, beautiful.
Because I see everybody as a rose. And as you peel back, as the petals open,
mm-hmm.
you open each one of your issues and you clear those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But as you become closer to the inside of a rose, what do you have? A beautiful, beautiful golden center.
That's right.
Which is the God center. And so that's what we're doing, is we're unfolding as a beautiful rose to become and understand who that true God's essence that we are.
Well, my darling, we're up to the
time.
Real quick, give us your phone number.
Oh, yes. 801-944-9346.
And what I would like to say is those who order an Akashic reading, I do a reading and put it in black and white and send it to your email, but I also do a voice recording on a CD that you can play, and I do believe people feel the energies from the records, from the cherubim, and that is something that I think would be very helpful. Well, my darling, we've covered a lot of information today. We're up here to 1 minute left. It's the witching hour.
It's too bad it goes so fast.
Yes, it does.
It is a, you know, it's such a fun journey, and it's always difficult to say goodbye because it seems like it's gone so quickly.
Well, we are here ready to say goodbye. Goodbye, Charlene.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you, and we send God's love.
Yes, we do, and it was a pleasure being here tonight, and thank you for listening. Join us next week, and join me on my Sunday show, The Message, where we have some real interesting information that we'll be bringing forth. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.